joined the Duffer's Football Club. Her pitch was on a bit of ground behind a local pub. The tailors came to play us for a cup of Lipton's tea. And as I didn't ken the game, they made me referee. I'm telling you. Here, just wait a half a minute till I feel if my ear has been properly put on. I see, is my nose looking all right? Is it on straight? I'm telling you, you see, it was like this. Me not knowing anything about the game that made me the referee, as I told you before. Well, I blew my whistle, and they kicked off the ball. And we, Huey McHugh, our left half-back, centre-forward, got on the ball, and he was dodging his way down to the tailor's goal keeper when one of the tailor's centre-backs rushed in and stopped the ball. So, whenever I saw that, of course, I blew my whistle and stopped the game. Of course, this gave the tailors the needle. So, I addressed the tailors. I said, men, mind ye, just imagine me saying men to tailors. I called them men, mind ye. Imagine a tailor being a man. I said, men, we are willing to play you on some future occasion for 2 cups of coffee instead of 1 cup of tea. Then the spectators broke in. A couple of women and an all blind man. Then the tailor's goalkeeper rose and said that he could play the whole 11 of us himself. And simply because I entered into an argument with him, I was knocked in below the table. And I'm telling you, there I was lying there, and the tailor's goalkeeper gathered round and he says, here, chaps. He says, here, he says, have a little sympathy for the man. He says, give him a half a chance. He says, I want a kick at him too. And mind, I'm telling you, they didn't forget to do it because... They threw me up in the air and they rolled me in the mud. And then they tried to stop the circulation of my blood. If I should live to be as old as Eve, you'll never catch me, the referee at a football match. They threw me up in the air and they rolled me in the mud. And then they tried to stop the circulation of my blood. If I should live to be as old as Eve, you'll never catch me, the referee at a football match. I'm telling you, as I said before, I don't know what induced me to go there anyway. I think it was because I'm a great enthusiast on the game. Still, I'm like hundreds and hundreds more. Although I got to see it, man, I really don't know anything about it. And it's the folk that doesn't know anything about a thing that has always got the most to say about it. But, man, I'm telling you, chaps, I've had enough really this year, man, and my nose, I'm not going to see anymore. I'm away.